Have you ever tried to use some software, but you couldn't until you agreed to some 12, 15-page document? I'm not here to ask you if you actually read the document before you checked, "I have read and agree to," and got on with the program. But that is just one example of signing an agreement. There are also some teachers who ask their students to sign a covenant at the beginning of a class, agreeing to certain goals for their behavior or their education. And of course, this reminds us of a covenant that has much more far-reaching consequences, both now and in your brief school years and forever. Isaiah 54, verse 10. "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you." In Jesus' name, to your fellow students of Christ. There was once a little boy who was allowed to do anything he wanted to. Yes, it was in California. But his parents also thought that he was basically good. So if they just didn't get in the way, then everything would turn out all right. When he visited his grandfather, who told me about this, Grandpa was not to correct him. So the boy learned that he didn't have to listen to Grandpa. By the time he was 14, he had learned that he didn't have to listen to his mother either. One day he pulled a knife on her. Another day it was a gun. Now that mother loved her son. She cared what happened to him. She wanted to live at peace with him. But when he threatened her with a gun, she called the police and had him taken into custody. You see, it isn't enough if just one of the parties wants peace. If the other wants to rebel and fight, just as it's not enough that your instructors are committed to teaching you if you are not committed to learning. And so also it's not enough that God wants to be at peace with mankind because the intent of man's heart is evil from his youth. And the natural mind does not subject itself to God. So God could have this beautiful covenant of peace, and it did no good for mankind who insisted on rebelling and turning away. God could not be a father to those. The sin had to be punished out of the way. People would have to live like his children if he was to be their father. Of course, you, having been educated by the Holy Spirit, know how God provided for this covenant that we would only break on our side, how he gave his son into death to pay the price for our wickedness, and how that son lived the perfect life, pleasing to God in every way, and all in our name, so that connected with him, we stand as sinless keepers of the covenant and at complete peace with God. And how are people found connected with Jesus Christ so that his life stands for theirs and his death is counted as theirs? God simply presents this gift to us in the good news proclaimed by the apostles. Those who believe it have it. But if we believe it, it is the hearing of the message itself that convinces us, that persuades us, so that faith is created. Even today, on the Emmanuel campus, we are helpless to keep our side of the covenant. For our sinful human nature taints even our works of faith. As soon as we notice them, we become proud of them. But Jesus knew that we would always be helpless in ourselves. And for many of us, He came in baptism when we were helpless in our mother's arms. He brought us the cleansing, the perfection of Christ, and convinced our hearts to trust the Savior who thus took us in His arms. The fact that God used something as common as water to come to us shows that the real power was in the Word of God, which still comes to you every day. At the same time, the fact that He used water makes that gift available everywhere where the Word of God is found. For there is always water where there is life on this planet. And tomorrow, and the rest of the year, what about that? What about the rest of your life? There are few things more solid and immovable than mountains. Men make tunnels through a mountain, but the mountain remains. But God's covenant of peace is more stable, more lasting, even than the mountains and hills. And it is into that covenant that God has received you. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. It's the same covenant that is yours at the Lord's altar and that is proclaimed from the pulpit and from the lectern. It assures you when you are lonely or homesick that He is still with you always. When you are hurt, that He is there to heal. When you are struggling, that He is there to help. When you achieve your goals, it was He who carried you along. When you achieve your final goal, well, it was He who brought you there. And He will also be there to receive you into His joy forever. Amen. This is sure. Click on agree. You are secure. Amen. Hymn 51.